Kein Segen ist, was Avi Murray, ja, gewinnt so Pinchas, Segen ist, was Daniela Shane, was Yeshua Falak. In this week's parsha, we have the famous Maisa with Yaakov and the Malach. It says, Vayivaser Yaakov levado vayayovek ish imo ad alos atah. Alos atah. And what happened? Vayaki lo page 2 kilo yocholo vayiga bekaf yerecho vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beavko imo. So that's the so the Shalah HaKadosh on page 6. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov. Yirmos lugam shalomala churben beis hamikdash shalomata v'shalomala. The teikai kaf yerech. So apparently there's some remez in this maisa with the malach and to the Churban HaBayis, that the fact that Yaakov was hurt in the Kaf Yerech was mushal to the Churban HaBayis. And there's a fascinating Mishnah in Perek Yid HaNosha, page 8, has a machloikis. Says of what it's so which yerech, which die is it knowing? So it says b'yerech shel yamin u'b'yerech shel shmal. The Tanakhama says the gid anasha is in both the gid on both sides of the animal, the right side and the left side is the gid of gid anasha. And but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we'll see. That's the Mishnah. But if you look in the Gemara here on page 9, it says Be'erch Shel Min Be'erch Shel Shmol Masnis and Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in a Brisa, Ein Noeg Ela Ba'achas. It's only Noeg in one Yerach. The Gid Anosh is only on one side of the animal. Which side? Vadas machras eshel yamin. And the simple shot is it's the yerech yamin. Okay, so that's the machlokes. Is it the right, or is it the right and the left? So the Chasam Sofer on page 11 says the following: Vateka kaviera chaynu churben beis hamikdash. That the idea of the dislocation of the kaviera is referred to the churben habayis. Ubeis yirechos neged beis churbanos. And the two yerechos, the right and the left, are remazim to the two churbanos. Rabbi Yehuda sphere like churban. So there were two churbanos. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say we should only the yerech and the yamin counts? We had two churbanos. Is
Yaakov was there on one side?
Well,
Yaakov was only
hit
on one side.
Yeah, okay, but it's connected to Beis Churbanos. So let's see what he says. He says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, Rabbi Yehuda says only one. Ki churban eitzim lo chashivi, rak bittel hakedusha. In came Beis Rishon, shenizbat lo kedushosu b'churbano. In other words, when there, the two things that could potentially happen by the Khurban, the building was destroyed, but what about the Kedusha of the Makom? Right? So when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, not only the physical edifice was destroyed, but this Batla Kedushaso, the Khurbano. But the Kedusha was also went away. But by Sheni, there's a discussion. Maybe the Kedusha was of the second Khurban, Kedusha Shniya, Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asilova. So if you hold it, the Kedusha still remained. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That we only have the Din of Gid Hanasha for the Khurban, of the Khurban that not only destroyed the edifice, but took away the Kedusha. And that was Bais Rishon. Bais Sheni took away the edifice, but not the Kedusha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Tanakhama held no. If Amai said the two were destroyed, we followed the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And that's how the Chasam Sofer explains the Machlokas. Then he says, "Maskina deino also el shal kaf lo kol hagid." Only the part of the gid that was on the kaf, but not the whole gid. In early mehemshach mikrosha niska hayarach meatzmo mimokum. There was the yarach was dislocated. Okay, vateka kaf yarach Yaakov. So two things happened. The yerech was dislocated from where it normally would be in the body, and then the gid that's on the yerech was also moved away. So he says, the yerech was this. Nisrape. But the gid that was on the earth was not. Okay, lo yuchlu bnei Yisrael as gid anosh. Because the gid was never fully put back. Only the earth was nirash beis hamikdash mivono, so yachzul mkomo. He says, so that's what it's referring to. Since the earth was the dislocation got better, so he says the Beis HaMikdash with the Avodah is going to come back, but not totally, because the Gid was never in Isrape. And then what didn't come back, that was the Matseva, that they used to, the Ovos used to be Makriv on one stone. But then the Goyim used it for Avodah Zarah. So the Avodas Beis HaMikdash will return, but the Avoda on the Matseva will not return with the time of the Ovos. And then he quotes in the Torah's Moshe, page 13. In the pasuk in Devarim, the pasuk here in page 4, Al tizgarubam ki lo teim lochem me'artzam ad mizrach kaf ragel ki rushal esav natsadid har seir. So it says in the Chasam Sofer, okay, Ksiv l'kamon al midrach kaf regel, and she yisukan hakaf. Well, but what's the now the Al Shech HaKadosh says Yisod, and we know when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, before it was destroyed, there's a Beis Hamikdash Shalmata and the Beis Hamikdash Shalmala. And the Beis Hamikdash Shalmala is on top in the Shamayim, where the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata is. And Kol Zman, that it's Mechuvan, that protects the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. But in order for the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata to be destroyed, so what do you need? The Pasuk says, near Mikdash. That the Mikdash, Pasuk in Eicha, page 18. Zonach Hashem Mizbecho, near Mikdash. That if the Mikdash goes away, meaning the Mikdash Shalmala is no longer Mechuvan to connect the Mikdash Shalmata, so then it's precarious for the Mikdash Shalmata. So that's what he says, the Alshich. On page 20 on the bottom. Like they mention this rachka kedusha sa elyo me atachton near ubitel kedusha sa tach. So the Pasuk Sofer in Parshas Vayetze says, on page 23, the second arrow on the right. Nirmani is daiti d'ashish. She nixiv near mikdash. Hirshu zal shegam mikdash al malam mechuvan connect mikdash al mata. Near b'shas ha-korban. Ha-korban. Now during the korban, it didn't remain parallel. Because now the base of mikdash is going to be in a precarious state. Could be destroyed. Because the Hashem took away the mikdash al malam not to be mechuvan connect the mikdash al mata. So what happened here? So he says, what happened? Yaakov Avinu says, Vayetze Yaakov Yashav El Charana. So he passed the Mokom HaMikdash, right? And he ended up in Charan. And then he says, oh, how could I have missed the Mokom HaMikdash? And then he had Kfitzas HaDerech. So the two Pshatim, is the Kfitzas HaDerech that he went back, or that the Mokom HaMikdash came to him? He says, Hine Yaakov Choshev, Aval Pisha Koftzolo Ha'aretz, Ubohar Amira, the Har Hamoria came to Beis El, right, the end of the Eretz Israel. Because Mokom Mikdash Elamala, Lo Nekar Bimkomo. So he thought that the Mikdash Elamala didn't come. Mechei Choshev, She'ena Kedusha Kolkach, Zeh Mokom came and She'ena Mikdash Elamala. That's why he slept there. But when he had the dream, and he said, Malachei Elokim Olivi Ardimbo, he understood that the Mikdash Almala is in Beit El. Ma Nora. Came in Shein Zeh Perish Haramayor, Eino Ikim Beis Elokim Vlo Shar Shamayim. Zeh Perish Beit El Hu Shar Shamayim. Came in Sheinu Mechuvan, Shabbi Amar Mekonin Tzai Shemo Vaikonin in the Hashta as a Shabbi Namish Iluha Yodea Shumokom Kodosh Kokach Perish Mikdash Omal Mukhuven Kokach Lakan Oyo Yoshin. So that's what he said. He didn't realize that not only the what, the Mikdash. The Mikdash Shomala, Shomata came, but the Mikdash Shomala also came. But he says, Ein Zeh, Ein Ukim Beis Alukim, Velo Shar Shemaim, Zeb, Ushar Shemaim, Kevin Sheinu Mechuvan, Ein. So he says, so that was the question. What came, what didn't come, but that's the yisod. The yisod is that for the full kedusha to be there, you have to have the mikdash shomala mechuvan to connect the mikdash shomala. And Yaakov thought originally that it didn't go, but when he said malachei elokim olim v'yorbim bo, so then he understood that. That it was there as well. And that's the yisod that the Mikdash Shomala is mechuvan. And the only time we have a Beis HaMikdash, see, a lot of times people want to be over Hashem on their terms. The way they think you should be over at Hashem, not what Hashem really wants. So if you have that attitude, then the Mikdash Shomala and the Mikdash Shomata are not mechuvan, because it's what you're doing here, what Hashem really wants is the Mikdash Shomala. But you have an idea of what you want and what you think is right. So then basically what you're doing is you're causing the Mikdash Shomala and the Mikdash Shomata not to be mechuvan. Zeh keneged zeh. And the Iker Kedusha, as Yaakov Avinu said, is only when it's mechuvan. It means when we're adding in al derech hamusar for hadrush, that the idea has to be that the Beis HaMikdash Shomata and the Beis HaMikdash Shomala have to be mechuvan, meaning not only physically mechuvan, but what? But what you're over at Hashem is not based on what you think is right. It's what you feel Hashem thinks is right. Because if you're having different ideas than what really meant in Shemayim, then the Beis HaMikdash Shomata and the Mishnah Shomala are not mechuvan. And the protection that we have in the Beis HaMikdash Shomata is only because it's mechuvan. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. He didn't realize that it also came over. He thought maybe only Mikdash Shomata came over, not Mikdash Shomata. Therefore, he slept there. And then Hashem says, but then he saw the Malachi Elokim, Olim V'Yordim Bo, said, this must be a real holy place. It must be the Mikdash Shomala also. Because the Kedusha is only, if the Kedusha is, if Avraham Avinu's Hashem is only based on our terms, you know, it's like people today, independent thinkers, it's nothing to work to think. But sometimes they say, oh, this thing, you know, I think this is the way it should be. Who are you to say? Did you learn the halachas? Do you know what the Masorah is? Do you know, this is what you think. Then in your mind, the Mikdash Shomala and the Mikdash Shomata are not mechuvan. And there's a famous, and that's the yisod. So the two yisodas we saw in the Chasam Sofer. One yisod is the idea that whether the churban is the Gid Hanasha is connected to churban, but is that only the churban of the physical edifice, or it's also the churban of the Kedusha, and that was the Machlokas, because the first base of Mikdash not only was destroyed, but the Kedusha went away, and according to some, the second didn't go away. And that we have to realize that there are two types of Korbanos. There's the physical Korban and the Kedusha that went away. And then that was the Machlokas, whether we the Gid Hanasha is connected just to physical Korban or connected to Kedusha. And then the idea is that Yaakov says on page 25, the Gemara Chulin, Tzadi Aleph on the base, So he says, send me, because he had this machlok fight with the malach, and he says, okay, enough now. It's morning. So what is morning? But the malach can't continue fighting in the morning? So he says, Yom Shinivras, he says, no, I'm being called for Shira. What do we say that in English? Saved by the bell. Saved by the bell. Hashem is calling me for the same Shira. And you should know, I never sang Shira before. And here I'm being called to sing Shira. It's a little strange. The second that he was in this situation, all of a sudden he's being called to sing Shira. So exact. He never was called to sing Shira before in his life. Now the second he's with the Malach, you know, it seems like a little interesting. So the Avodas Yisrael of the Koshen Tzemachit says, I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can look here at page 27 and 28. He says like this. When does a Malach, in other words, the Malach says, I have to sing Shira now. And I never sang Shira before. As he was getting beaten. So it says, oh, now I have to go sing Shira. And so Shira, Malach sings when he, the Kayim his Shlichus. So what was his Shlichus? The Shlichus is to give people in this world a run for their money. It shouldn't be so easy. So this way we'll get more schar if we triumph, right? But when is he matzliach? Ultimately, what does Hashem want? For the Samael, for the Satan, to lose. Because the purpose of the Satan is to give us a run for our money, so then this world will earn what we do. It wasn't so easy, but we triumphed. But he's only considered matzliach when he loses. Because Hashem wants that we should beat them. So he says he never was beat so much by somebody who started up like Yaakov Avinu. And that's why, now it's time for me to say Shira, because I now fulfilled my tafkin. Because my tafkin is to make it hard, but ultimately, if I win, I didn't really get my tafkin, because I'm not here to try to machshil people. I'm here to make it hard for people, but I'm successful when they beat me. And here, finally, I made it hard, but he beat me. Because that's his farm right, because Yaakov Yishtam, he had the Koyach HaTorah. And if you have the Koyach HaTorah, then you have the power. And if you have the Koyach HaTorah, then the Beis HaMikdash Shomala and the Beis HaMikdash Shomata are mechuvan, because then you're understanding what does Hashem really want. It's not your own thing. People have their ideas. This is the way it should be. This is what Yiddishkeit is. Who? How do you know? You learned the Inyan. You learned the Sugya. How do you know? And that the Iker Koyach of the Beis HaMikdash is mechuvan. So Yaakov was the one who was able to beat the Malach in this hard, in the most significant way. And that's why it's now the Malach can sing Shira. Because the tafkid of the Malach is to make it, the Satan is to make it hard for us, but he's only considered successful if we beat him. So that's what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want the Satan to come here and beat us. Hashem wants that he should give us a hard run for our money, but ultimately we should triumph. And that's the whole point. And that's, he said, he never sang Shira in his life because he never met somebody who he gave him such a hard time, but then the Satan himself was defeated. So that's what the Avod Israel says. He gives money, Lomar Shira. And what, all of a sudden, such a coincidence? He gives money, Lomar Shira, at the time that Yaakov is beating him up. Oh, I have to go now. I have to go. He gives money. Hashem is calling me now. No, because now he's fulfilled his tafkid. Because the tafkid is to make it hard, but you fulfill your tafkid when you lose. And that's the sodas of the Churban. And the Churban comes when near Mikdosho, when the Pasuk says in Eich, when the base of Mikdosh Shalmala. See, if you have Yaakov Avinu, he's learning Yom HaValayla. We learned last week. 14 years in Shein Ve'Ever, that was connected 40 years because he didn't sleep. Because he was Omed El Das Rabo. Normally it takes 40 years, but if you don't sleep, then you can do it at 14. And Yaakov was on that Madrega. So Yaakov is the ultimate one who knows what Torah is, what Hashem wants. And for him, the Beis HaMikdash Shomala and Beis HaMikdash Shomata Mechuvan. But other people, they decide what they think the Torah wants without their knowledge. For them, the Mikdash Shomala and the Mikdash Shomata are not Mechuvan. And then when they're not Mechuvan, then there's a sakana shel to the mikdash shomal. Nir mikdasho means the mikdash shomal moves away, and that was when Yaakov Avinu slept. He slept there because he thought that the mikdash came to him, but he felt that maybe it was only the mikdash shomata, not the mikdash shomala. But then he sleeps and he sees the malachim olim v'yordim bo. That's what he says. That this is not only a Beis HaMikdash, but this is Shara Shamayim, because not only did the Beis HaMikdash Shomata come to me, but the Beis HaMikdash Shomala also came. So if I would have known that, I wouldn't have slept in such a holy place. That's how Tassim Sofer explains. I only slept there because I thought it was only the Mikdash Shomata, but not the Mikdash Shomala. But once I saw the Malachim Elohim Olim V'Yordibo, then I saw that the Ezekim Esalkim is Zeshara Shamayim, that there's a Mikdash Shomala here as well, and that's the idea. But that's the idea. He gives money lo mashira. So these are Yesodos, the Rebbes of the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because the Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes when we follow the Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Olim. And we have that idea. And if we have the Torah and the Yira of Yaakov Avinu, so then the Mikdash Shomala will be mechuvan to the Mikdash Shomata. And it won't be near Mikdasho. And then once the Mikdash Shomala is mechuvan, connected to Mikdash Shomata, then we have nothing to worry about. Because then we're fully protected. And that's the Yaakov and the Malach. That was the Ramazim to the Churban Beis HaMikdash and to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in Peira of Yomei. Okay, Rabbi, so everyone should have a good Shabbos. We'll be in touch.
Shabbos.
We should share for Sunday, Bez Hashem.
Well,
how do we get from